I'm John Travis, and I'm with Doug Roy, our operations manager on our paint division. And today, let's talk about some interesting, fun, hard, challenging projects you and I have done over the last 20-some years. I don't know. You have any favorites?
I've got a couple. Thinking about this morning, I was thinking about SeaWorld, going out to Aquatica. We got to do
the water park.
Yes, very interesting structural steel painting that we had to do. Had to repaint an existing roof with a special coating, things of that nature. But it was just an interesting sight because we had to use so many different types of lifts and other things to access the work. And then we had some very expensive coatings that required two components, and you had to be real careful of that.
A lot of colors, too.
Oh, a lot of bright, vibrant colors, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was interesting. It's always fun to do one of those and then go to the park later on as a guest and be able to see it up close again and just remember what you had to do to make it happen.
So. That one was a pretty project.
Mm-hmm.
They were building all the slides and everything around us. So,
mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, getting to everything just very difficult and challenging.
Yep, sequencing was a problem, but we managed to make it work. Had a lot of performance on that one to make it work.
We had a deal too that was water related at Brackenridge Park years ago. We had to paint some of the bridges that went over the river there, and I think to do that one, we actually bought a, what is it called, a John boat?
John boat,
like
or flat, yeah, flat John bottom
boat.
Type
we,
boat,
we had
right?
to rig it to where one side was tied to the left of the river, the other side was tied to the right of the river so you wouldn't float away, and essentially that was your platform to get underneath those things to paint them.
You had to wear life jackets.
Had to wear life jackets. I think we had all kind of stuff.
Working over the river is always a scary thing.
Yeah, you know. Hopefully no overspray in the water going down to get the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
That was years ago. But working around water's fun. We had another one where they built a cofferdam. We just did that one a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Built a cofferdam so you could get in there and paint the side of this building structure that was over the lake.
Yep. You had to hurry up and get it done. That was over, I think, at Redberry.
Yeah, Redberry. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Event center. Beautiful mm-hmm. deal.
Beautiful place, yep.
Working around water's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of challenging ones in terms of access too, right? So we've done hotels where we're hanging down the middle of a 10-story building or 12-story hotel
or stage. Oh yeah.
Or scaffolding up in there. Those are always fun and challenging to figure out.
Access, yeah. Always trying to figure out the access. Yep.
Which ones do you like best? Do you like the challenging ones? I mean, we do a lot of, I don't want to say run of the mill, but we do a lot of things that, you know, hospitals, hotels, schools, lease spaces, many of them can be similar. Which ones stand out, though? What's fun for you to go do?
I like doing the high schools, mainly because for a while there we had that run of high school after high school, starting with, I think it was Stevens High School and all the way through Brennan High School over at Northside. If Northside was going to open up a new school, we always seemed to luck out and get the paint bid for that, and it seems like it was fun because it was interesting to see them be similar in some cases and different in other cases in terms of the layout of the school. I know Stevens was different than most of them because it had that nice large atrium in the middle that we had to get in there and access three stories to do all the stuff in the middle of the school. And you didn't see that every day with some of the other schools. And of course, every time you do an auditorium in the schools, you know, different ways of doing it because, you know, sometimes you're painting the clouds, sometimes you're putting wall covering on the clouds. But you're always doing dry fall, and you're always having to do the gantry stuff up there, all the walkways and things. So it's always fun to try to figure out how to get up there and get all that knocked out.
I think we've done every high school but one. We missed out on this last one, right?
That's correct.
Since 1998, we did everyone that came online.
Everyone that came online in Northside. So.
And to your point, they're all different. In 20-some years, it seemed like at the beginning they were CMU, some steel. Now, golly, they're like colleges.
Yeah, they're almost like some of them are as big as college campuses.
Some of them are resort campuses, and you know, it seems like you and I ate on CMU block, tiny window cafeteria. Now it
almost felt like prisons back in the 70s and 80s.
Stories high, multiple colors. So they've come a long way. They've gotten a lot bigger, too.
Well, speaking of fun ones to do, SAC comes to mind, or not SAC, Northwest Vista College.
Northwest Vista, that was
a good one. We were part of like three or four building expansions over there, brand new buildings that they added.
That was with Marlin.
Oh, yeah. So those were fun because those are neat buildings because each one was different. They weren't all the same. They weren't cookie cutters. There were some similar items and elements that were in some, but basically each one was a little bit different. So that was always fun.
I think two projects that I was really excited about, because every project is fun. That's true. But there's a few that just architecturally just really stand out or
probably never do it again.
They're one-offs, right? Mm-hmm. Once every 20 years or mm-hmm. something like that. But they really took a lot of thinking to do. One was at the airport. And every time I fly out or land, and we were traveling, a week ago, I see that and I'm like, that's still cool. It's that private air terminal.
The Sky Place.
The Sky Place over there with all the mm-hmm. blue and the white waves and
I remember getting the plans and going, "Ooh, how are we going to get this done? How do you make these curves on this corrugated building all the way around and make sure it still looks clean
and huge.
It matches?" Yeah, I mean this hangar is probably 2 football fields long. I mean it's fairly large structure.
How did we What did we do?
We took the elevation.
And then we made a grid, right?
We made a grid out of it. We figured out data points for each of the spots so we could follow the curve. And then we had to kind of freehand in between. But yeah, I know we put one of our better foremen on that who was very methodical. And Jesse did a phenomenal job getting it marked up. And then we had to use, I think it was the first time we used some of the new Sherwin-Williams SureCurl product. For the first time, which was interesting. And so it was kind of a trial case on that. And it actually held its color really well. It's vibrant and it pops. I had a good buddy of mine who's a pilot for Continental who flies in here occasionally. And he mentioned it one day. I said, "Oh, yeah, we did that one. We actually painted that one." So it was kind of cool.
That was a fun one to figure out.
Good landmark.
Mm-hmm. The other one I think of is the Ark.
Oh, the Ark over at Cornerstone.
They gave mm-hmm. us it's Cornerstone Church. Essentially, they gave us a rectangular building,
mm-hmm.
and you'd never know from the outside. It looks like
all
any
the other
buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you walk in, and essentially we built a ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, between our millwork department and the paint department.
Inside that. And on the paint side, we had the ceiling. Remember, we made it look like the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas mm-hmm. with the faux finish clouds and the white. And
yep.
I remember shooting that and – what was it? It was Arthur up there shooting
yep.
it
yes.
while the mm-hmm. architects were down below.
Deciding if it looked right for that cloud effect.
And
we
I think
were
he had
for.
A speaker like mm-hmm. you use at baseball games
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
a loudspeaker at a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shouting to Arthur, who was 30 feet in the air or whatever it was, 20 feet in the air, of put a little here, put a little there.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that was in the classrooms. The classrooms were made to look like the animal stalls, if you will,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
strange for kids, but it actually worked really well. But on the ceilings were acoustical tile, but they wanted it to look like old boards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up laying that out. If you remember, there was mm-hmm. they had a gathering room that was 50 yards long. We laid them out in a row and we used, 2-3 colors and a glaze.
Mm-hmm.
But
Faux finish.
We used
yep.
brooms, actually
mm-hmm.
ended up mm-hmm. with the best finish.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, I thought that was
after
pretty
a
cool.
lot of experimentation.
That's true. Yeah, on that one, a lot of samples.
Mm-hmm.
When we were doing it down below, they didn't have to use a megaphone, but yeah, we were trying to figure it out. But and then the walls had murals that looked like animals
mm-hmm.
in stalls,
mm-hmm.
and then we had to faux finish all the wood to make it look aged. We even aged the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
They had these ropes like you walk into the boat and kind of like the ropes that are on the clavels that come down to the ramp that, Noah, I guess, had lent down and God raised up and closed. And so there was these ropes that we had to age. I don't know. I thought it just
that was really
interesting.
Cool. Well, especially when they finished it off with animatronics to make it look real. I mean, it was – you almost felt like you were transported back in time.
I think – I don't want to speak for them, but I think they got – like leftover animals that were in the backdrop of Jurassic Park. And I don't know if that's right. They've been used in some movie.
Mm-hmm,
or the guy that did Jurassic Park, I think that was it.
Yeah, reskinned them or something and make them look like
that. Yeah, but they had giraffes and huge elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And
really put it all – it all came together.
It's a neat project. But, the restaurants are like that. Very unique.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the neat thing about doing the restaurants, no two are rarely – they're two identical. Even some of the chain restaurants, you know, one may have a certain configuration. You go to another one and there's a different one. So it's always fun to see that. But really the fun ones lately have been the ones we've been doing down at Pearl.
That's true.
So because it's neat to do them and then go out to dinner there or take the wife there later on and kind of show it off a little bit, long as we don't critique our work too much.
Yeah, that is hard. Every time you can't help it, whether you did it or somebody else, mm-hmm. you're sitting there eating and you should be paying attention and you can't help it. You're staring at something on the wall that's really bugging you mm-hmm. that you're like, how could they leave that? Oh, right.
Not only that, you're not allowed to like point out what color it might be because it gets old real quick.
Makes us seem like nerd buckets. We can't. Mm-hmm. The restaurants too, especially lately, there are a lot of different architects, and there's a part of me that feels like you walk in. I don't know if they're competing, but it seems like there's some kind of at least arms race to have
one-upsmanship.
Unique mm-hmm. feature or design, and a lot of it's pretty cool, pretty mm-hmm. unique.
Oh, yeah.
Takes a lot of time. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think about the hotels? I like doing the hotels, too. Maybe
actually, the one that I've always – for some reason, I've always had – I guess I've been linked to it since it got built was La Cantera.
Yeah.
Because I got the opportunity to do that through another company in the very beginning – or back in the late 90s. And then little did I know, you know, fast forward 10 years, I'd be back and we'd be repainting the entire thing again. And it's one building in San Antonio that I can honestly say I've been in every nook and cranny more than one time doing different punch lists at different times. But, you know, the challenge on, you know, going back through when we did it the second time was just having to keep the hotel open while we're doing the work. And so you'd have to be careful about how you were accessing the site, what might work one week. You can't go in that way the next week. And things like that change from time to time. And then also the working hours, having to be mindful of when the guests are sleeping and things of that nature. And so you couldn't just treat it like a regular job site. You had to be real cautious on how you handled it. So
I do like that challenge of it. So sometimes the project is visually stunning or extremely difficult or fun, interesting. Other projects may be visually fine, but the challenge there is how do I do it, right? Mm-hmm. How can we get in there? How can we access it? How do we get it done on time? What's the rhythm and path? It's like a Tetris puzzle in a sense. And the hotels often are like that. The hospitals are like that sometimes. And I do think we're pretty good at that, at figuring out, looking like, okay, we're going to start here. What kind of path are we going to run? What types of crews? What's the order?
Oh, yeah. The coordination is extremely important because you've got to sequence everything from the plumber, the electricians. You know, they've got their things they need to do, but there's certain aspects that we need to knock out before they do their thing and vice versa. And just doing that and then coming in behind the hotel folks that are setting up the rooms, sequencing is very important.
I like that challenge of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. It does, maybe not all the time, but it is fun to get one where you're like, huh, how would we do that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or participate in projects that are like that. To your point, how do you keep a church open on the weekends when essentially you're going to gut the entire auditorium?
Oh, exactly, exactly.
And have, you know, 65-foot boom lifts in there trying to do ceilings and the like, and somehow it's all going to be put back for church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do a hotel where literally, you know, over this piece of plastic may be guests that are enjoying their experience and we're on the other side working? How do we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a lot of fun. It's not fun getting the calls when you're in those hotels. Mm-hmm. Where somebody knocked over a broom on the 8th floor, you know, was it you? We were not on that floor.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those calls aren't fun.
No, never.
But
never.
I enjoy figuring out those things.
Well, the other stuff I like to do is all the stuff we do out in the Hill Country.
You know, that's true.
We do so much out there, Kerrville, Fredericksburg area out there. There's you know, challenges even accessing the site. Sometimes you've got to cross rivers and go down up dirt roads and dirt paths to get to the site so you can do your work.
Yeah, we're at one now, you got to go through the river.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yep, definitely. So,
and in doing that, we've gotten into some of the higher-end homes, although we don't do a ton of that,
mm-hmm.
Both here or in the Hill Country, and some of those to get to the site. I mean, one, getting there, and then some of these, you know, they may have a 10,000, 20,000-acre ranch, And then once you get in, it may not be a paved road, and you got to get to the building site where they're building this.
And hope that they've got it clearly marked, or you can get lost easily in one of those ranches.
Beautiful, gorgeous home. And then, of course, there's not a Home Depot or a Sherwin-Williams or a PPG anywhere close.
Yep. So you've got to plan ahead to make sure you've got enough product to be able to put on the walls before you get there.
Yeah, and an RV or whatever we're going to do to house all the guys. And that's true. It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, I don't know that people realize some of these that we do especially, or actually a lot of them for what we do, because people will call us because we can do these kind of projects. How much planning, thinking, preparation behind the scenes to make it all work so that when your craftspeople, when your materials show up, you can...
It looks seamless when you show up, even though it may have been a Chinese fire drill to get there.
Totally true. Well, let's talk again, and hopefully here's to many more fun and interesting and challenging projects as we create beautiful things. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to listen to more of our episodes, please go to traviscompanies.com/podcasts. We release a new episode each week. This next week, we're going to be talking about all the different things that we do within Travis Millwork and within J.E. Travis Painting. What are our capabilities? What are kind of our hopes and dreams? And what does the future look like for those two divisions? I hope you'll tune in to listen, and thanks for listening.